everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight, live on WWRB 3.185. Got a great message, protection for the soul. You know, ladies and gentlemen, everybody wants insurance for their automobiles, and they want to be secured in this manner and protected in this manner. And they want lawyers to draw paperwork that would withstand the judgment test or the test of time. What about your soul? Are you insured beyond the grave? Psalms 143, verse 7 and 8. Answer me quickly, Yahweh, for my spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go down to the pit. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way that I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's marvelous to have the trust and the confidence that you pass from death into life because you love the brotherhood. And tonight, we're continuing the message of the sacred cup of the brotherhood. It means much to have security. It means more today than I have ever realized it before to have friends that will stick closer than a brother. And to have the privilege of knowing the truth. There is the Bible says you're bought with a price. And, the book of Psalms, again, verse, 16 through 20 of chapter 25. Turn to me, O Yahweh, and be gracious to me. I'm lonely. I'm afflicted. The troubles of my heart have multiplied. Free me from my anguish. Look upon my affliction and my distress, and take away all my sins. See how my enemies have increased, and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me, my Heavenly Father. Let me not be put to shame, for I will take refuge in you. What a powerful scripture. And when you turn your soul to be soothed to the affection of the brotherhood, you seek your brothers and your sisters to stand with you in the day of trouble. You know, the Bible says, Yahweh made this statement himself, said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. Listen to Yahweh's protection and Yahweh's provision. Do you know He's always going to take care of you? Did you know that blessed is a man that puts his trust in Yahweh? Cursed is a man that trusts in riches or trusts in chariots or trusts in horses. It said some trust in horses and some in chariots and things of this nature. So, you are better off to trust Yahweh. Now, you can't see Him. And there's times when you're in distress, you can't feel Him. And there is for surety that there are people that are not going to encourage you. You know, when David got in anguish and when his soul needed protection and he needed provision, that nobody in the sacred circle of brotherhood would join themselves to him. And the Bible said, in all of his affliction, in all of his anguish, in all of the hungerness that he had, and all of the oppression that was coming in on him, the Bible said that he encouraged himself. You know, there's a time that you must reach way below the bottom to soothe the soul and encourage yourself. But it's so much easier. The Bible said if a threefold cord is not easily broken, and it's better that two walk together if one falls, the other can assist. And it means a lot to have brotherhood. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest comforts that I get in life is to know men of good reputation. Brothers that you could count on if you're sick, if you're worried, if you're depressed, if you need someone to confide in, if you need someone to put your trust in, that you won't be shafted when you turn your back and things of this nature. Don't it mean much to have brotherhood? Don't it mean a whole lot to stand in the circle of heaven? I'm talking about the covenant people. Those who know him. Listen to this one now. This is Psalms 146, and it's in verse 6 and 9. The maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them, Yahweh, he remains faithful forever. Oh, man. Well, you talk about stability. You talk about, but you see, ladies and gentlemen, he remains no more stable than your brother. He remains no more stable because any, as much as you did it not to the least of my little ones, you did it not to me. I was sick, you wouldn't visit me. I was hungry and you wouldn't feed me. I was naked, you wouldn't clothe me. I was in prison and you wouldn't bring me assistance. That means that whatever you do to your brother, whatever you sow toward him, is going to be reaped in tenfold, pressed down and running over, given back to you. Now, if you have sowed division, if you have sowed anguish, if you've sowed discord, if you've sowed troubles and the multiplication of the heart, if you've sowed anguish, if you've sowed affliction, if you've caused distress, look how my enemies have increased and how fiercely they hate me. You know you're going to be hated for the truth. You know you're going to be despised. You know you're going to be cast down and you're going to be forsaken. You're going to be like a wounded animal. You're going to be grievously wounded by the arrows of the evil ones. When you will go out and do good, that evil's always present. Notice this. The maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, Yahweh, who remains faithful forever, he upholds the cause of the oppressed, and he gives food to the hungry. My. That's that spiritual soothing. That's that camaraderie that we look for. That's that synchronicity of faith, of having someone to lean on. You know that beautiful song that I truly love this song. Lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend. It means a lot to have somebody to lean on. It means so much of Yahweh's protection to have a brother or a sister that you can get comfort from. And the triumph of, call upon me, those of you that are oppressed, I will give you food in to soothe the soul. Yahweh sets prisoners free. Yahweh gives sight to the blind. Yahweh lifts up those who are bowed down. Yahweh loves the righteous. Yahweh watches over the stranger and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. Oh, my. What greater friend, what greater protection, what greater provision could you have than your brothers and sisters, that when you stand in the sacred circle of the great covenant and bow down your knee and join hands and lift your eyes toward heaven, and then you will know of Psalms 147, verse 3. Yahweh heals the brokenhearted, and he binds up their wounds. That's what it's all about. Remember the good Samaritan that went down the way and found the naked and the wounded and the injured and the afflicted, and the Bible said he picked them up and took them to the inn and gave them the substance and cared for them. There are very few times, ladies and gentlemen, the good Samaritan will come along and lift you up out of the doldrums that you're in, or the depression state that you're in. I pray tonight for every wounded and forever disgraced, for all those that love justice and all the brokenhearted, the ones that's got affliction, the ones that's got distress, and the ones that have enemies, and the ones that are hated, the ones that need rescuing, the ones that need somebody to lean on. My, and praise Yahweh, what comfort that the cup of the brotherhood, where you have someone to turn to, and you get a comfort, and you know that your life is guarded by the love of your brothers, and your word is your bond. When you lift that cup and take that sacred oath, and when you stand in that sacred circle of salt, and you are ordained as a Melchizedek, and you wear the headband of righteousness, it means something to put it on and walk proud and know that your brothers and sisters have confidence in you, and that they'll stand with you in a troubled time. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to assure you, I have never seen such a distressed and troubled time. The Bible said that people will run to and fro. There will be a lack of faith. They don't have a plan of action. The Bible said about the ant that prepares in the summer. And when winter comes, you'll never see an ant. I've never in my life of 70, almost 3 years, I've never seen an ant out crawling over the snowbanks trying to get in comfort or to get in warmth. He's already got his food prepared in the summer, and he's locked into a place of possession. Ladies and gentlemen, I assure you, men of wisdom, men of valor, and men of faith are making plans and purposes to get ready, because the Bible says, when you think not, when your spirit fails, when you seek his face and can't find him, when you go down to the pit, and when you are mourning, and you have love that has failed from your family, your friends that you thought were your friends, troubles of your heart have multiplied, you're in anguish, look upon my affliction and my distress, take away all my sins. Who's going to do that other than your brothers and sisters? And he said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. People that are planning, people that are going deep into their pocketbook, people that are providing a place of safety that you can flee in the time of trouble. Notice this, Isaiah 61, verse 7, 8, and 9. Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion. And instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance. And so, they will inherit a double portion in their land. And everlasting joy will be their reward. For I, Yahweh, I love justice. I hate robbery. I hate iniquity. I hate foolishness. I hate sin. I hate squabbling. I hate bickering. And I hate backbiting. I hate all of those things that cause grievous wounds to the righteous. I hate those that would cause the lonely and the afflicted no comfort. I hate those who would trouble the heart of those who are seeking Yahweh. I hate the enemies that have increased and how fiercely they hate me. I know that they that guard my life, ladies and gentlemen, that might be somebody watching out for you. That might be somebody that's making preparation for you right now. That might be somebody that gave all to save some. That's what the Cup of the Brotherhood's all about. That we know that we've passed from death unto life simply because we love our brother. Ladies and gentlemen, it means much. Oh, I love this Isaiah 61, verse 7 and 9. I love justice. I hate robbery. I hate iniquity. In my faithfulness, I, Yahweh, will reward those and make an everlasting covenant with them. For I was sick, and they visited me, and they poured oil into my wounds. I was hungry, and they fed me of their substance. They prepared for me as the ant does in the summer. And when the long, cold winter days, they had a preparation made just for me. My, and the descendants will be known among the nations, and their offspring will be many people. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people that Yahweh has blessed. Ladies and gentlemen, there's something special about you tonight. If you are brotherhood, if you are of the comrade in common faith, that you walk upright and that you honor and you watch and you guard and you protect the lonely and the brokenhearted, the fatherless and the widow, and you give sight to the blind, you reach up to those who are bowed down, and you offer a comforting word. I know that sometimes I get lonely, and sometimes, you know, I get depressed, and that's normal. And then somebody will come in the nick of time. They'll offer you a word of encouragement, and they will provide that strength that will lift your weak knees up and tell you to press toward the mark. To tell you to keep on keeping on. Job 42 said, I know that to you, you can do all things. There is no plan that you have that the devil can defeat. Job 42 and 2. Listen to that now. I know that you can do all things. And the Bible said, I can do all things through Yahweh who strengthens me. When you're weak, David got weak. David got weary. David got oppressed. David had the devil coming in on every side like a flood. And when the Bible said, when a flood comes in, by your faith you lift up a standard and you mount up on the wings of an eagle and you take your flight into the safety realm of the comfort of the sacred circle where your brothers and your sisters have gathered with you oftentimes and they've raised the cup and drunk to your welfare and they promised you faithfully that they would guard your back and that they wouldn't speak evil of you and they wouldn't do anything to harm you, that they would stand for you in the day. And ladies and gentlemen, that day's coming. Yahweh said, I will make a reward for those who have an everlasting covenant. That's the salt covenant that Yahweh gave in 2 Chronicles 13, verse 5. To David and his sons, I'll swear that I will provide a covenant of salt to them and their offspring forever. Oh my, I just feel the anointing here tonight. And I praise Yahweh that Yahweh is faithful. He says in Psalms 145, verse 13 and 14, your kingdom, O Yahweh, is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Yahweh is faithful and to all his promises, and he's loving toward all that he has made, and to those that will uphold all those things, who fall and lifts up all those who are bowed down, and offers them the right hand of fellowship and lifts that sacred cup. There is nothing that Yahweh will not do for his people. Call upon me, he said, in the day of trouble. I'll deliver you and you shall stand in the congregation of the righteous. You will guide me with your counsel. You will take me into your glory. Psalm 73. My, whom have I in heaven? desire beside you. David said, my flesh and my heart fails, but Yahweh, you are my strength. You are the heartbeat of my portion forever. Psalms 25, verse 4 and 5, show me your ways, O Yahweh. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth. Teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all the day long. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get weary, when you get oppressed, and when the devil's coming in roaring like a lion, and when you don't have any friends, and when all have turned against you, David said, I've encouraged myself, and I was found to be in the will of my Father. He is my strength. He is my heart. He is my portion. My flesh and my heart may fail, but Yahweh is my strength forever. He will guide me, and He will teach me truth. Oh, my. If you ever wondered the value of knowing the truth, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I've stood in the sacred circle with brothers for over 50 years, and I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed a begging bread. Oh, yes, I see poor people. Oh, yes, I congregate with poor people. I'm poor myself, and I'm needy. But I have never in all of my years seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Psalms 145, verse 19 through 20. He fulfills the desires of those that fear him. I'm talking about Yahweh. But when I'm talking about Yahweh, I'm really talking about you, because you are Yahweh. And whatever you do to me, you do to Yahweh. Whatever you take from Yahweh, you take from me. Whatever you say about Yahweh, you say to me. Whatever you say about me, you say about Yahweh. Yahweh, He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. My, my, my. Man, I really feel the anointing coming down upon me in waves of glory. He hears their cry, and He saves them. Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm, for Yahweh will not hold you guiltless that does so. Yahweh watches over all those who love him, but unto the wicked he shall destroy them in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye. Psalm 73, verse 27. Those who are far from you will perish. You will destroy all those who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell and sing of all your deeds. I will praise you in the morning. I will praise you in the evening. I will praise you when the sun goes down. I will commit my way to you, Yahweh. I will trust in you, and I will do those things that are commanded. I will make your righteousness shine like the dawn on a bright sunny day. The justice of your cause will be like the noonday sun. Oh, hallelujah. You know, in this dark and dreary and God-forsaken land, there is still a few people. I'm talking about the straight is a way. I'm talking about narrow is a gate. I'm talking about a few people that will not fret themselves because of evil men. I know the enemy's planning and plotting the demise of the righteous. I know that I'm not going to fret myself when I've got brothers and sisters that I can lean on, when I can depend on them. And knowing that they're providing, you know, we know that the day is short and the time is nigh. That we know that the wicked are like the grass that will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. But those that trust in Yahweh and do good shall dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. I will delight myself in Yahweh, and he will give me the desires of my heart. Psalms 37. Psalms 37 has been one of my most favorite psalms. And how wonderful it is, ladies and gentlemen. John said, let not your heart be troubled, 14:1. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's kingdom are worlds of mansions. I know, ladies and gentlemen, that he will restore. He will bless you going in, and he will bless you coming out. He will give you the sure mercies of David. He will give you courage when you fear. He will give you the rod of Aaron to smite the wicked at your right hand, and 1,000 shall fall by your wayside. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to believe that you have to bow to the devil. You don't have to run from the devil. You don't have to worry about the devil. You don't have to turn to the devil. You don't have to trust the devil. You don't have to have any confidence in the devil. But you must, by all means, trust Yahweh. You must, by all means, prepare to meet Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, are you preparing? Are you waiting for the presence that will go with you? I'll give you rest. Yahweh said in Exodus 33, verse 14, my presence will go with you. Oh my, I feel it right now. I know in whom I believe. I know my God in life. I know my comforter abides with me. It is Yahweh who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you. He will not forsake you. And do not fear. And do not be dismayed. O Israel, Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. The eternal God is my refuge. The underneath are the everlasting arms of his strength. Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. My fill the anointing. Yahweh is my refuge. He is a refuge for my oppressed body. He's a stronghold in times of trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. The economy is shaky. The dollar is its weakest point. You better prepare. You better get set. You better dig deep. You better lay a foundation. And most of all, you better have a brother or a sister that you can lean on in the troubled times. I have set Yahweh before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Psalms 16, verse 8. My, what a powerful scripture. Let me get it to you again. Ladies and gentlemen, I just feel like you might better write that one down. Because I have set Yahweh always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. I'm telling you, the wind is going to shake. The earth's going to tremble. And the earth's going to quake. There's going to be stars falling out of the heaven. There's going to be distress. And the waves of the sea will be rowing. But if you set Yahweh before you, and he is at your right hand, you will not be shaken. And that which cannot be shaken, the Bible said, shall remain. For Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is my stronghold and my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though an enemy encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident that I shall overcome, because Yahweh is before me. He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. I am like a tree planted by the water. I am as the great hart that jumps over the mountain with leaping and joy. I know that I sought Yahweh, and he answered me and he delivered me. I know that he is my hiding place. He will protect me from trouble and to surround me with the songs of deliverance of Psalms 32, verse 7 and 8. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Why are you cast down, oh my soul? I need to feel that soothing spirit. I need to get down on my face, and I need to cry out to Yahweh. I need to pray to him with all of my heart. Why are you disquieting within me, oh my spirit? Hope in God, for I shall again rise to praise him. My help and my Yah. By day Yahweh commands his steadfast love, and at night his son is with me. A prayer. Oh my God, my life, my protection. Psalms 42, verse 5 and 8. God is my refuge. He's my strength. He's an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear. Though the earth may give way and the mountains fall into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and the foam and the mountains quake with their surging, Psalms 46, 1 through 3. Now how powerful old David said, hear my cry, O Yahweh, listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I will call to you. I will call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Can I read that one again? Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me as I quote that scripture. Hear my cry, O Yahweh. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I will call out to you. I will call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For I have long sought you to be my refuge. I have long sought to climb into the strong tower that will give me protection against the foe. I will dwell in your tent forever. I will take refuge in the shelter under your wings. Psalm 61, verses 1 through 4. My, I feel that, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have a place to go, if you don't know what's coming in this land, the hardships, if you can't provide your place, a place of refuge, if you don't have that to flee to, my soul rest in Yahweh alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be moved. Psalm 62 and 1. Hear my cry, Yahweh. Listen to my prayer from the ends of the earth. Lead me to that rock that is higher than I. For my soul finds rest in Yahweh alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation and my fortress, and I shall not be moved. You are as those who live in the shelter of the Most High, that abide in the shadow of the Almighty, who will say to Yahweh, you are my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Psalms 91, verse 1 and 2. When the going gets tough, ladies and gentlemen, the tough get going. When you stand in the sacred circle of the brotherhood, when you lift the cup, and when you look into the eyes of Jacob Israel, and know that if you're looking into the eyes of Almighty God, when you treat your brother like you would treat Yahweh, then you're treating Yahweh just like you treat your brother. My soul finds rest in Yahweh alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock. He's my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall not be moved. You who live in the shadow of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say Yahweh, you are my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Ladies and gentlemen, for those that love me, saith Yahweh, I will deliver you in the day of trouble. I will protect you who know my name. Woo, hallelujah. Psalms 91, verse 14 through 16. For those who love me, I will deliver you in the day of trouble. I will protect you because you know my name. When you call to me, I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will rescue you. I will honor you with long life. I will satisfy you, and I will show you my salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever considered what his salvation is? Blessed is he that knoweth his name. Did you know there's a lot of people that trust in a name that seems right? Did you know a lot of people are calling upon a name that is not right, but it seems right? That all of the world is preaching it. They're asking for you to come and receive the comfort. And there's no comfort there. It is for a while, because, you see, ladies and gentlemen, there's strength in numbers. And there's comfort in numbers. But when your soul is in anguish, when you're in doubt, when you're in fear, when you need help, when you're in trouble, when you're surrounded by the stronghold in troubled times, you know that the eternal God, your refuge, underneath are the wings of his everlasting arms. I don't care if you've not got nobody but you and Yahweh. You've got a majority. I don't care if the whole world turns against you. You've got Yahweh. If Yahweh be for you, who can be against you? If Yahweh's against you, where is your soul going to find any rest? You can make your bed in hell, and he'll be there. Bless Yahweh, my soul, and do not let me forget all your benefits. Ooh, hallelujah. I love that. Let me give you that to you again. Bless Yahweh, my soul, and do not let me forget your benefits. You forgive all of my sins. You heal all of my diseases. You redeem me from the pit and crown me with love and compassion. You satisfy the desires of my heart with good things. And my youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalms 103, verse 2 and 5. Isn't that David must have said, and watched the strength of the young eagles as they soared upon the wind streams of the upper current. I will not forget your benefits. I will not forget all of those things that you've done for me. When you heal my body, when you heal my diseases, when you forgive all of my sins, when you raise me up when I'm down, when I can't get well, walk around Yahweh. Praise Yahweh, for happy are those who fear him. They are not afraid of evil tidings. Their hearts are firm. They are secure in Yahweh. Their hearts are steady. They will not be afraid. Psalms 112. My. Unless Yahweh builds a house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless Yahweh guards the city, the guard will watch in vain. It is vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, to eat the bread of anxious toil, for he gives sleep to his beloved. Psalms 127, verse 1 and 2. Isn't it wonderful, ladies and gentlemen, that you know that you've got confidence, that you can stand in the sacred circle, and you can lift on the cup of joy, and you can look across the aisle at your brothers and sisters, and when you drink that, you drink it to the praise and the salvation of the deliverance of somebody that knows that name, that calls upon me in the day of trouble, and I will answer them, saith Yahweh. When I called upon you, Yahweh, you answered me. You made me to feel bold and stout-hearted. Psalms 138, verse 3. When I go from your presence, where can I flee from your presence? If I rise up on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, if I make my bed in hell, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Psalms 139, verse 7, verse 9, and verse 10, and verse 23, and verse 24. Yahweh is near those who call upon him, and all those who call on him in truth. Are you sure you've got the right name? Are you sure you've got the right man with the plan of salvation, who hid it from the wise and the prudent, and sent the evil a strong delusion? Yahweh and his trust. He's near to all those who call upon him. All those who call on him in truth. He gives them the desires of their heart. And when they cry unto them and to him, he saves them that call unto him. Psalms 145, verse 18 and 19. Ladies and gentlemen, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will guide you into the straight path. Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 6. Oh, my. Yahweh's name is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Proverbs 18 and 10. Fear of others will prove to be a snare, but whosoever trusts in Yahweh is kept safe. Proverbs 29, verse 25. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust in him and not be afraid. Yahweh is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation, and with joy I will draw water from the wells of the deep. Salvation in him. I shall cry unto him with all of my heart. I will stay steadfast and keep my peace. Because I have trusted in you, I will trust in Yahweh forever. For he is Yahweh, and he has an everlasting rock for me to hide and to stand upon. Isaiah 26, verse 3 and 4. In repentance and rest, that's your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. You know, if you stay calm in the storm, ladies and gentlemen, you know, as the old saying goes, the steel sow gets all the slop. When it's poured out into the trough, the old sow that's been there many times and had slop poured on her head, she just remains calm. All the little piglets that don't know how to receive the food, they'll jump and they'll run and they'll push and they'll root and they'll panic, but the old steel sow gets all the slop. Remain still in the presence of the earth shaking. Do you know? Have you heard? Yahweh is the everlasting God. He's the creator to the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary. He increases the power of the weak. He even grows upon those with strength that are tired and weary, and upon young men that stumble and fall. But those who hope in Yahweh will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 and verse 31. So do not fear, saith Yahweh, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you. I will uphold you with righteousness. I have a hand that is strong, and I will hold you up in the time of trouble. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, O righteous Israel, for you are the sacred circle, and for you are the lifting cup. When you drink this, do it in remembrance of me, and I will never forsake you. Do not fear. I will redeem you. I will call you by your name. You're mine. And when you pass through the waters, I'll be there with you. And when you go through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. I am your Savior. Isaiah 43. Hallelujah. Verses 1 through 3. Yahweh, you are my strength. You are my fortress, and you are my refuge in time of distress. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you think that if you seek him, you will find him? The day that you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me. Don't you think it's time to come to the sacred circle of the brotherhood? Don't you think it's time to raise the cup of righteousness and draw from the wells of salvation and ride upon the wings of an eagle and soar with those who are soaring into the heavens through their faith? And without faith, it's impossible to please Yahweh. I have loved you with an everlasting salvation and an everlasting love. I will draw you to me with loving kindness. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. Oh, saith Yahweh, it is to you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you to do. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. See, I am Yahweh, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. Your Father in heaven, who knows what you have need before you ask. So do not weary, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we wear? For the pagans and the heathen run and seek all those things. And your heavenly Father, who knows what you need, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Today's trouble is enough for you today. Take no thought for tomorrow, for I will come to you, and I will lift you up that are weary. I will give you strength to bear the burden. I will never lay upon you anything that you're not able to bear. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle. I have a humble heart, and when you find rest in your soul, you will find my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 31. Some of my favorite scriptures, ladies and gentlemen. Do not be afraid, my little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the sacred circle of the brotherhood and the cup. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that if you abide in me and I abide in you, just as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them shall bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. But if you abide in me and my words abide in you, whatsoever you ask, it shall be done unto you. If you love me and keep my commandments, and you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments, and now abide in His love. John 15, verse 4 through 10. Ladies and gentlemen, it is marvelous to know the truth. It is marvelous to seek Him out while you're young. I have noticed some of our young men in the group, how strong they are, how anxious they are, how nervous they are, how they want to get out there and get the job done. They want to put their shoulder to the wheel. They want to push your faith to the top. They want to encourage you when you're weak. They want to carry you when you're old. And like the young eagles that mount up in the air currents above the mountains, the majestic hills of Mount Zion, I love those who stand with their souls in anguish, in trouble, that call upon Him, joining in the covenant, raising the sacred cup of the brotherhood, walking in His grace. For He says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. I've got to get off here, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary and my brother Paul and all of those who make my walk and this time and effort a joy to stand before the radio mic one more time and lift up my voice and cry aloud and say, I shall not be moved. I am like those who are fixed on a rock, the foundation, I shall not be shaken. And everything that cannot be shaken will remain. If you build upon the brotherhood of a covenant, if you stand with your vows and you purchase it in your heart that you shall not be moved, you shall abide in the holy hill of His tabernacle with His love. And you don't have to worry about nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to Yahweh, and the peace of Yahweh which surpasses all understanding, it will guard your heart and your mind in the Messiah. And finally, brethren, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honorable, whatsoever is pleasing, whatsoever is commendable, if there be any excellence, and if there be anything worthy of praise, think about all these things that I have related to you as it's related in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. For I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to be lonely. I know what it is to have no respect. When you preach the gospel of the kingdom revealed to you that is hated and despised by the majority of the world, and you're going to be hated for His name's sake, you're going to cast your name out as evil, when you stand upon the sacred circle of 12 stones and you lift the cup and you see that there's nothing too hard for Yahweh to do, you pass from death into life because you love your brother. If you say you love Yahweh whom you've not seen, how can you love Yahweh whom you've not? Ladies and gentlemen, you've got my message tonight. Part 3 of the covenant of the brotherhood. I want you to order these 3 and think on these things that I've told you. And if you'd like to send a tithe and an offering to Pastor Buddy tonight, simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now that's 37824. If you'd like to call me tonight, call me at area code 423-338-1972. That's the number that you'll need to reach me tonight. You're live on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy, made possible by Dr. Gary and by Brother Paul and those who love Pastor Buddy to hold my hands up. To know that I can do anything that the Messiah gives me to do because He strengthens me. He's my strength. He's my fortress. He's my refuge in time of distress. I will call upon Yahweh and take the cup and drink it with joy. I will suffer with him because I will reign with him. I shall not be moved. I am like a rock of salvation. And I will stand upon his word and I'll rest in his joy. Call me tonight. Area code 423-338-1972. I'll see you. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you Friday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time around the world with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. And until then, Yahweh bless you is my prayer. And I love you.